Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB. You can find his index of small business optimism, which he does every month and has now for almost 40 years. You can find it there at NFIB.com. Also, his own website, smallbiz.org, small B-U-S for biz, smallbus.org. And he's always given us the honor of posting it on our website, so you can find it at smallbusinessadvocate.com as well. Be sure to check out the summary and the commentary. It ought to be required reading for every small business. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. We got one last thing to discuss on your index this week, this month, and that's hiring, employment. What's that looking like?
Well, if there was any good news in the little dinky increase in the index, it was in the two labor components of the index, one which is planned job creation. So it's the net percent of owners who plan to increase the total number of people working for them. That's new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is the job openings that are hard to fill index. So both of them improved. And actually, the job creation number is just starting to nudge itself back into normal territory. Now, of course, in an expansion, it should be way above the historical normal level. But it was good to see it improve, and we did expect last Friday, that the unemployment rate would go down because the job openings are inversely correlated with it. If more job openings are, the tighter that means, the tighter the labor market is, and so unemployment rate usually falls. So we got a decline, although once again, the decline to 7.4% was mostly driven not by job creation, but by people leaving the labor force, which is not good. So.
Yeah, exactly, and we've got some really dysfunctional circumstances out there on the employment front, don't we, Bill?
We certainly do, and we've got an administration that wants to push the minimum wage up, which means that everybody's going to have to pay more for the same work and pass those costs on either out of their bottom line, which means they aren't going to live so well, or pass it on to the customers. So the whole notion that if you raise the minimum wage, there's more money to be spent is nonsense. Every dollar a minimum wage worker who manages to retain their job gets comes out of some customer's pocket. I mean, so there's not a pool of money just sitting there that can be used.
And what bothers me is the minimum wage increase advocates look around at big companies being profitable and the stock market going through the roof, and they start envying all that money, and they start thinking, well, you know, the CEO is making $100 million a year, and their employees are making pennies. We got to fix that. We got to redistribute some of that wealth. Well, the thing is, though, is that mostly falls on small business owners, and their profit picture doesn't look like that.
Right,
as you've reported,
General Motors hires many minimum wage workers.
Right,
so that's right. And of course, it doesn't help poor people because most poor people don't work; they're on welfare.
More and more of them don't, Bill. More and more of them don't work.
Well, that's right. And if they did want to work, a higher minimum wage would simply make it harder for them.
That's right.
To get a job, for a small business owner to justify hiring them at the higher cost.
What happened to the second component of the Fed's charter, which is to limit unemployment? Whatever happened to that part of their job?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons that they're doing QE. Obviously, there's no.
But it's not doing it. It's not working.
Right. It does. Well, that's the only thing they have. So, rather than say there's nothing we can do, they do this, and I think they're setting us up for a big problem in the future.
There's no question about it. There's no question.
It's the politics of it, but
plus it's actually
QE is not helping.
It's actually making it worse because it's driving stocks up, which is making the pointy-headed liberals anxious to raise minimum wage.
Well, that's true, but it also of course, has increased substantially the disparity in the income distribution.
Right. Yep.
The president
yep.
has not made it more equal. He's
nope.
made it worse.
There's no question about it. And I'll tell you, based on his policies and his words, you got to wonder if maybe this is what he wants. I can't imagine why you would do anything else. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Will do.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, 40 years coming up in a couple of months. We're going to celebrate that on this show, unless and maybe somewhere else, too. Bill Dunkelberg will be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.